today, the agreement, April 11th, or the sides announced that the agreement that owners ratified on May 14th increases the frequency of tests and the authority of the program's independent administrator. Both were recommendations made in December by baseball drug investigator George Mitchell. The new rules mark the third major overhaul since the joint drug program began in 2002 and went into force immediately upon ratification. As part of the deal, 15-day suspensions have been assessed, or that were assessed, against Jose Guillen and Jay Gibbons were rescinded, and Commissioner Bud Selig agreed not to discipline players implicated in December's Mitchell report on performance-enhancing drugs in baseball. Game 2 of the NBA Western Conference Finals is tonight in Los Angeles. The Lakers lead the series 1-0 over the Spurs. And that's a brief look at sports.
I'm Lisa Mullins. PRI's The World takes you inside news wherever it's happening. You hear reports from our network of BBC correspondents around the globe. You meet people who are affected by the day's events. And we examine culture and controversy brewing overseas. Bring a global perspective to your day on The World.
Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. here on WILL Urbana.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designers of the Irwin Academic Services Center at the University of Illinois, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.
It's 2:41, and this is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580 and will.illinois.edu. I'm Jay Pearson for Celeste Quinn today, and Kimberly Craddock, who is our Community Engagement Director here at WILL, is joining me in the studio this afternoon. Kimberly, welcome.
Thanks, Jay. It's great to be here.
We're going to talk about an exciting program that's going on right now. It's a cooperative venture that you are spearheading as part of our outreach and community engagement department here. And also, folks who are concerned about schools in Champaign in particular. A number of topics are being talked about on a website. And this is kind of unique. I'm going to let you tell me what people will find when they go to the website, and I do have it called up here so I can. I think the easiest way to give the address is to go to will.illinois.edu, and you can link to the Voices of Great Schools Together website off of our front page there.
Exactly. Really what this project is, Jay, it's an independent project of WILL. However, it's working with the community in Champaign that is taking a look at the schools. The Unit 4 initiated a series of conversation in the community because they want to come up with a 10 to 15-year plan, and they've wanted community input. And so what WILL has been doing has been going to these meetings in the community, which are open meetings. Anyone who has an interest in the schools, whether you're a parent, a student, a teacher, an administrator, or just a member of the community who's concerned, you can go to these meetings. There are certain topics, but there are also open forums. And you discuss ideas and directions, and then WILL invites folks to then talk to us on camera. I ask them a series of questions, and then we are collecting stories of people who attend, and we're putting up what you might call YouTube-sized videos, so 4 minutes or less, of people in Champaign who have an opinion on the schools, whether it's from, like I said, as a teacher or parent. And then we're putting these clips on the website, so you can go to the website and you can see photographs of people. And if you click on the photograph, you can hear what they had to say. And they're organized on the website by topic. The topics weren't dictated or created by WILL. They came out of the conversations with folks at these forums. The website is intended to create and maintain and facilitate dialogue in between these community meetings. And there's a place for people who view the clips to make comments. We also have the meeting schedule of these Unit 4 meetings. We also have related media. One of the reasons that WILL has listeners is because of the great storytelling we do. So some of the previous stories we've done on this topic are under that website as well, so you can hear some context for this conversation. And in fact, some of the young people we work with in the Youth Media Workshop did a documentary on the history of the desegregation of Champaign schools. You can listen to that documentary on that website. So what the website is intending to do, it's intending to be an online space for people concerned about issues in Champaign schools to get more information to the decision makers, to connect people to each other, to give a deeper context mm-hmm. with the long story format, and to encourage people to go to these meetings and participate.
And for instance, I look and I see right there on the front page that a way I can get involved is at the next meeting, which is May 31st, a Saturday, from 10 till noon, and 2 to 4 at the Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. So it's as simple as that for me to get involved in it. And perhaps I would be one of the faces on here, if I wanted to be, I guess, who would make my comments. What's the importance of having all of this information together on a website like this to share in the community?
Well, I think one of the things we find in the community is there's a lot of distrust that my voice doesn't matter. There's a lot of people who talk amongst themselves but not together about issues, that the schools aren't working for certain students. And so sometimes it's a little bit safer to start online, for example, and to meet each other there to see what each other is saying. The hope, though, however, is to actually get people in the same room together, because that's where the real work happens. That's where the trust develops. So it's a way to facilitate dialogue in between meetings. I can tell you that the Unit 4 has posted a link about our website on their website. We cross-post to their website. And one parent saw that on the Unit 4 website that we were doing this, and specifically came to a community meeting about the schools because we were going to be there. However, she participated in the meeting and then spoke to us. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to take people away from the community process by having them come to the studio and tell us their views. We're trying to, that's why we're going out into the community mm-hmm. where the meetings are happening, because we want to increase participation and not decrease it.
So how does this project was begun independently of the school district, right?
That's right.
How does the school district feel about having this there?
Well, they're happy to have us there. They realize they hired an independent consultant to do this facilitation work. And how this started for WILL was, as community engagement director, one of my things to do in the community is to get out there. And so I volunteered to facilitate some of these community meetings, and I went to the training as a member of WILL. And it became apparent that all of us as facilitators had opinions about the schools. And I was thinking, well, where are people who come to these meetings going to, where are we going to capture these different opinions? And I thought, well, maybe WILL's role, instead of me helping facilitate and be, maybe we could capture these stories and collect them on a website, and maybe that service would even be more a deeper service than just me facilitating some meetings.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that WILL intends to continue doing on other issues, for instance? Is this a model that's being set for furthering discussion of issues in a community and being a, as this website is, quite a resource?
It could be. We're experimenting. WILL's innovating. Let me give you a story that relates to that question. While I was at the last meeting at Barkstall on the 18th, Julia Reitz, who is our Champaign County State's Attorney, also a member of the Visioning Committee for the Unit 4 process, she came up to me and said, Urbana Public TV has been, anyone can put a video on the TV, and there's been some videos that have been submitted by a gentleman that are anti-Semitic, and it's caused a lot of discussion. Do we shut down the public part of Urbana Public TV? And so members of the Jewish community, of which Julia Reitz is, mm-hmm. have been getting together and talking. They said, no, it'd be nice if we could tell our stories. And so she thought of this website that WIL has created for the Voices of Great School and thought, well, maybe there's a role for WILL in to gather stories of cultures in Champaign-Urbana, that those stories would be on the website and people could better understand each other through those short stories. Right now, Voices of Great Schools is a lot of opinion. There are some stories in there, but what if the Korean community, for example, had stories, or what if the Jewish community? And so she was thinking now already of WILL in a new role. And that's really where we're going. We know that public broadcasting in general receives a high rating from the public in terms of credibility and trust. We are trusted. We're credible. This comes from surveys. And that trust comes out of our basic work, which is programming. Mm-hmm. TV and radio programs that tell stories, that entertain, that allow people to have their say. There's another role that we're looking at, and that's work engagement. How can we be in the communities, tell stories, in a context of a community initiative such as this one, and maybe help facilitate and convene that dialogue and make that intersection of that dialogue and that storytelling come together, let's say, on a website like Voices of Great Schools. So we're starting to, with the credibility of the storytelling we've been doing year after year after year, we're then now going into communities and trying to span those boundaries for folks who otherwise may not come together.
That is fantastic. I mean, putting together the on-air, the online, out in the community, all together, and having an impact in the community. As far as this particular site is going, who came up with the initial idea of doing this?
You know what? I talked to our internet director, Jack Brighton, who's always interested in how can we expand the way we serve the community, and is the internet one of those ways? So conversations with him, WILL is involved in an initiative with 12 other public TV and radio stations. We got a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to look at the way we engage communities. How can we use our service to deepen our impact and to make a positive difference working with others? So a combination of conversations internally, conversations with other stations, and seeing how could, this is the first time we've done this, where we've used the website in this way, and it just kind of happened through our process of trying to deepen and better serve our communities.
Interesting. So how do you gauge if it's successful or we'll continue with this line or what?
It's a good question. Yeah. I can tell you that we know that thousands of people, probably 3,000, or no, there's been about 3,000 hits on this specific website. There's been about 15 people that have come to each of the meetings so that we've been getting these stories from. So we don't know. There's comments on there. Okay, we know that school board members are reading, are watching the videos. We'll have to collect that somewhat anecdotally, and hopefully we will. We could work maybe with the research activity arm of the university to try to measure this. And we want to do stuff that makes an impact. And we want to be able to measure that impact and say, here's what it was. We're in the beginning stages of this, what we call innovation, and so we don't have that information right now. But I encourage listeners, if you go to the contact page, you'll see my picture, you'll see my email. If you happen to visit that site because of this conversation, I'd really like to know what's missing. What could we do differently? Do you have ideas? Let's keep the dialogue going around this project and others that you may have.
All right, so this, we're talking today about the Voices of Great Schools Together. This is a website and a community engagement project of WILL Public Media. Kimberly Cronick is our community engagement director. And to get to this website, this this deals with the Champaign schools specifically, but the issues cross geographic boundaries into other school districts that might be concerned. While this is specific to Champaign schools and their plan for the future, it might be interesting for other people to read and see how some of these items might relate to some issues they're facing.
The highest form of flattery is to steal an idea from someone else. So as listeners go and think about their communities, whatever their issues are, and they look at this website, you know, I hope that it inspires collective action, it inspires innovation. But yeah, I think that there's probably a good number of communities out there listening where you would like to know about other folks in your community that you see but you don't talk to yet. Maybe those stories could be on a collective, and then maybe you'd get together in the same room. You know, a lot of people have things to say and good things to contribute, and they do that from their laptops. So it's another way to gather that information and to hopefully connect and make a positive difference.
And to get to this website, you go to our website at will.illinois.edu, and you'll find on the right side of it a link to this site. And the next Great Schools Together community meeting, again, is going to be on Saturday, May 31st from 10 till noon at 2 to 4 at Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. And that's on North 6th Street, and 1310 is the address on North 6th Street. It's open to the public.
Yes, it is.
And you might have the opportunity afterwards to have your comments put on, in video and audio on our site here and share with the community what you're thinking, what your ideas are.
We'd love to have you. It's been, as far as I know, for the people who've done it, a painless process. So you'll see a lot of different faces up there, a lot of different voices, and we'd love to add yours to that space.
It's all about getting the issues out in the community, getting them discussed, and together coming up with some solutions.